Music as Medicine by Daniel Levitin. The one-sentence summary. If we understand music better, we can harness its therapeutic power. What the book says. The author is a neuroscientist, celebrated musician, and best-selling author. He reveals the surprising ways in which music can transform our bodies and heal our minds. We are only just beginning to appreciate the healing powers of music. In recent years, a wave of scientific research has upended everything we once knew about its effects on our brains. It can reduce stress, enhance cognitive function, slow the spread of neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, and even strengthen our immune systems. He explores how each of us can use music to calm our thoughts, repair our memories, and heal our deepest psychological wounds. Rhythmic auditory stimulation can fight multiple sclerosis, and certain songs, such as those by Tracy Chapman, might even help cure PTSD. Episodic memory is for specific events, and semantic memory is for facts and general knowledge. Autobiographical memory combines personal, episodic, and general self-knowledge. Memory in total is the heart of who we are, and the very private sense of what it is like to be us. Traces of all this are found in synaptic activity, where neurochemicals are fired around the brain. Each experience creates a unique synaptic network made up of a portion of the 80 million neurons in our brains, which remains the same from the first time we hear a particular piece of music. With each memory, these reform to once again become members of that original experience group. The neurons are remembered onto their original formation, so remembering is literally remembering. When chemical tags go wrong, we can experience déjà vu, or even jamais vu, which occurs when you've done something many times, but it feels like the first. This is a state that musicians seek to attain when they're performing. Mental chronometry uses radio tracers to track blood flow in the brain in real time, so we can see which regions of the brain are involved in various cognitive operations. There is also blood flow deactivation, when parts of the brain shut down to allow the part doing the work to function at full capacity. The main attentional conscious states of the brain are 1. The central executive, that's goal or task directed. 2. The default mode, that's for mind wandering and is self-directed. 3. Is sleep. And 4. Are two attentional filters, one voluntary, for example looking for something, and one involuntary, for example you wake up if someone calls your name. Components of music include melody, harmony, rhythm, and timbre. These intertwine with musical abilities, including playing an instrument, composing, improvisation, lyric writing, sight reading, programming, choreography, and sensitivity to emotional involvement with music. So it's quite a mess. Music listening, performing, and writing involve both systems 1 and 2. System 1 is default and instinctive, such as playing live, and system 2 is slower and more analytical, such as practicing or composing.